This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
City is dying, starving for playoff baseball. Tigers back at it tonight against the Rays. Joining us today, it's Kerry Carpenter. Kerry, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm glad to be on.
So tell us the feeling, what it's like going to the clubhouse, going to each game now.
It's pretty special. It's really fun. I haven't been a part of a playoff push yet in my career, so this has been extremely fun and a bunch of confidence and a bunch of it's just a little more intense with everything that we do during each lead up to every game, and so it's fun going in there every day.
When did the mentality shift of, hey, we want to finish out the season strong, to we can make the playoffs, to now you guys are, you control your own destiny? When did the mentality shift for you guys?
I'm not sure if there was like a certain day, but definitely probably at the beginning of this month is when we started winning really good games against playoff teams, against really good on the road. And so we were just, we gained a lot of confidence through that. And then, it just happened that some other teams have not played well, and right at the time that we've played well. So it wasn't a certain day, but throughout this whole month, we've just really been gaining confidence.
Is there a different pressure now because you are in playoff position versus, hey, we're playing, you know, just to make this fun and get back into it?
I don't think, at least speaking for myself and at least the players, there's not really any pressure because we feel like we're playing with nothing to lose, and that's what got us here. So we just feel free and we're just having fun and winning baseball games. So I think that's been one of the keys.
I wonder if some of that's the makeup of the team, just so many young guys. Job, the latest to get the call, but certainly, I mean, it's a theme with this team. Is the youth a strength for you guys?
I think so, yeah. I don't know how or why or how to explain it, but yeah, I think the youthfulness is pretty amazing and one of the things that makes us so good.
How do you help a young guy? Because now you guys have had this experience, whether it's Jace Young, it's Sweeney, now it's Jackson Jobe, all guys that are getting ready to have their first appearance in Major League Baseball. How do you help them prepare for that moment?
I don't know if it's as much me helping them prepare for the moment, but I think what I can do is come alongside them and encourage them and kind of help them keep their head up after a bad game or a bad at bat or say even a line out and it gets caught or something. And it's just everything gets magnified at the big league level. And so it's harder on people. And I know it was for me, and so I always appreciated when people would come alongside me and encourage me and give me any kind of words of encouragement. And so that's kind of the way I want to be to these young guys is to be a voice of reason and encouragement and just loving on them any way I possibly can and help them realize their full potential.
We're talking to Tiger slugger Kerry Carpenter this morning on Costa and Jansen with Heather. Take us inside your season a little bit. You missed some time, and it was an injury where the timeline, timetable wasn't super clear. Did you at any point question if you were going to make it back this season?
I'm not sure if I ever questioned that because it wasn't a – I don't think it was ever a season-ending injury, but there are definitely some times where I wish it had gone quicker than it was going. But, no, I always had confidence that I was going to come back. I didn't know as much as everyone else didn't know exactly when that was, though.
How did you there had to be some frustrating moments. How did you handle the frustration of, if I could just play, I could be helping the team, knowing that at some point you could come back, but it had to be frustrating in that time that you were hurt?
It definitely was frustrating, but in my entire life, I just pray that God's will be done. And so when I'm hurt and when I'm doing well, that's exactly what God wants me to be going through at that moment. And so everything happens for that reason, and he let me come back and for this little playoff push, and I'm glad I can be helping the team now. So that's kind of the way I go through things like that.
Yeah, like we find these moments to trace back to when things turn, whether it's Williamsport, you coming back was part of it, different things that have just kind of aligned for this baseball team. Kerry, your role on the team, AJ gets asked all the time, are we going to see him against lefties more? The platoon role, you've owned it. Are you ever pushing AJ, hey, I'd like to see some lefties too?
I think he knows that I do want to see lefties, but I haven't pushed that envelope yet. And I don't know if it's exactly my place to do that. And we all trust AJ with the lineup and what he's doing. And clearly he's pushing the right button. So yeah, obviously I do want to be in there at all points, but I understand and I have not pushed that envelope, not necessarily.
What does the next five games look like? Obviously you're only concerned about tonight, but how have you guys thought about clinching and actually sealing the deal on being a postseason team?
Yeah, we definitely thought about it, but like you said, we're just focused on we can't clinch without doing our job each and every night, and that starts with tonight. So that's kind of our focus is going out tonight and winning, but we feel really confident about doing that. So it's fun.
Have you guys been scoreboard watching? Like we do as fans,
right?
Hey, you guys win one and the Twins lose one, or it's Kansas City. Obviously you don't have to do it when you're playing Kansas City, but are you guys doing any scoreboard watching?
Yeah, I think so. I think people would be lying if they said they weren't. But yeah, we're keeping up. We like to see where we're at and what other teams are doing, but it really does. It does start and finish with what we do. So yeah.
So you mentioned one game at a time. We'll talk tonight's game here for a second. This is a chance for the fans to really come out and support you guys. What's the message that you would give to fans who are heading out to the ballpark?
Man, we're excited to see the fans, and we're excited to see them pack out Comerica Park. And yeah, it's amazing, our fans, the support that we have, and when they come and it gets loud, and I know it's a tough place to play for other teams, so we're excited to see them tonight.
There's a chance on Thursday, if all goes according to plan, where you guys win and the Twins keep losing, or even Kansas City, that you guys clinch a spot. It's a 1 o'clock game, 1:10. What's the best excuse you could come up with for a, you know, somebody that's in high school, middle school, to say, hey, need to miss school to watch the Tigers, but don't want to actually admit that you're skipping school to go
hooky.
Watch the Tigers?
Right.
Man, that's a tough question, but I think, man, school's going to be there on Friday. We only get to play 1:10 Thursday games every once in a while, and you can go back to school the next day. So I think you should come out and see us.
Well, Kerry, we appreciate your time this morning. This has been a wild run for us. I can only imagine for you guys, and we're all enjoying every minute of it. So thank you.
Of course. God bless you guys.
It's Kerry Carpenter, Tiger Slugger. It's 97.1.